order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District on this beautiful yet hot July 8th, 2021. Jess?
All right. Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Garcia?
Present.
And Director Lopez Garcia? Don't think she's with us. And Director Hudson?
Here.
I let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Director Garcia.
All right, Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
And let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have a motion?
I move that we accept the consent calendar as is.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Do I have a second?
Second that.
Thank you, Director Torlakson.
All right, Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
And let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Thank you. We don't have any presentations at this time, so we're moving on to the General Manager's Report. Good evening, General Manager.
Good evening, Madam Chair. Ambrose Park Project is moving along. They've dug up the old line that they were replacing and replacing with brand new catch basins and drainage line. Quite a bit of dirt there, as it took a tremendous amount of digging and trenching to move the existing broken storm drain, but they've been making real good progress with that. The restroom was demoed. I think it's completely demoed now, so the project is moving along rather quickly. I don't think we're ahead of schedule, but we're on schedule, which is always a good thing with construction. This will affect the irrigation, obviously, making an impact on the park. Of this nature is going to impact the other parts of the park that are connected to the same system. So staff is kind of watching the other areas to see that we kind of maintain what we can. The grass area in the aquatic facility is on a different irrigation system, so that will remain green. But the grass that is near the upper parking lot may turn brown, especially with the warm weather that we have coming in. But hopefully that's only temporary, and we get the project moving forward and go back to some normalcy there at the park with a new storm drain and a concession stand restroom, which we're all looking forward to. The doors at the community center opened on Tuesday, and public were able to come in. The sign reads, consistent with the county's mandates, that people are on the honor system, and those who are not vaccinated are asked to wear masks. The others can wear masks if they choose, but they don't necessarily have to. Today was the first day of the senior program, senior lunch program. They have a separate entrance being controlled. By Meals on Wheels, there has to be the ability of accountability there for tracing purposes. They're all wearing masks, and so they're going to be open a couple of days a week until we see a change in the protocols again set by the county. So, yeah, we're moving right along. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Does any of the directors have any questions for the general manager?
No questions.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate your report this evening. There are no legal reports this evening, so we're moving on to public comments. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Do I have any member of the public that wishes to make a comment at this time? Can you see
yes.
Jeff?
Yes, we have a Jasmine here.
Okay, welcome Jasmine.
Good evening, Madam Chair, and thank you to the Board of Directors for having me here this evening. I am just here to talk about the challenges and the successes that we've had in the community garden in the last couple of months. We have faced several challenges in the last couple of months. As you all know, the unhomed community coming in and utilizing water and different concerns. But I'm happy to say that, you know, with the help of staff, particularly TJ and Ms. Donna, who's out there helping me every single day, helping to pick up trash and really helping out there to support the garden. We've really seen a big change out there. I want to celebrate our successes that we've had. We've, you know, continued to have community involvement out there. A wonderful group by the name of Growing Healthy People for Pittsburgh has really mobilized and really taken a primary role in volunteering for the garden, watering and weeding. And so the space is just really beautiful and inviting, and the most inviting that I've seen it in years. As we continue to get closer to steps that we can take, actionable steps that we can take to make fence repairs and maybe make some additional changes and additions inside of the garden, I'm confident that we are getting very, very close to a solution, and hopefully I will have some good news for you all very soon. And that is my update. Thank you so much for your time this evening.
Thank you, Jasmine. Do I have any other member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time?
No, there's yeah. not. That was
sorry,
it.
Sorry, what was that?
That was it, sorry.
All right. I am closing this and bringing it back to the board, and we're moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should inform the chair of their desire to speak upon the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 30 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If, due to technical difficulties, the Board of Directors is unable to hear the speaker's comments, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue the call and call in again. Our first item is consider authorizing the general manager to execute a contract with Spector & Company to provide auditing services for fiscal year 21-22 through 21-24-25, subject to annual review and approval based on continuing performance. Do I have any member of the public that would like to make comments at this time regarding this specific item?
We do not.
Anyone, Jeff?
We do not.
Okay. I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back to the board. And Doug, do you have something to add?
Just quickly, this was the last year before your contract with Harshwall. You did an outstanding job for the district just to bring newer board members up to date. We used to have Vector and Company as our auditor for almost 10 years, as you can see in the staff report. It's 2006 to 2015. They did an outstanding job, but to their credit and their request, they wanted to cycle out. They think that's a good financial practice to get another set of eyes from an auditing firm on the district's financial systems, and so that's why we ended up going with a different firm for 4 years. We did advertise an RFP, request for proposal, and the two firms, Harshwell and Fechter, both of which the district is very familiar with, having served as auditors for the district, submitted proposals. As you can see in the staff report, Fechter and Company is slightly less in terms of the contract quotes. And I just need to let the board know that for contracts for professional services, the district is not obligated to take the lowest bid, as they would be in construction projects. You have to be the lowest responsible bidder. It's not necessary to take the lowest bid under this particular circumstance. However, we were pleased to see that such qualified candidates did submit the proposals. Jessica and I interviewed each one of the companies, and we're making this proposal based on our comfort level and their capability of performing an audit for the district. I just let you know that Fechter, in addition to having served with the Ambrose Park and Recreation District as their auditor, currently serves other parks and recreation districts similar to ours with budgets over $1 million. I think they have six others that they're serving. At one time, they were the auditors for the Pleasant Hill Recreation and Park District, and they are currently the auditors for the Greater Vallejo Recreation and Park District. So they have a long history of working with special districts. And again, we were very pleased with their service over the years. The only reason we didn't retain them was based on their request to cycle out. And so that's where it stands now.
Do you have any comment, any questions for the general manager, Director Torlakson?
No, I do not. I am familiar with Fechter and Company all these years that I've been on the board, so I'm sure that they will do a good job if we
execute. How about you, Director Torres? Do you have any questions for our general manager?
Yeah, I do not have any questions at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. How about you, Director Garcia? Any questions?
No questions.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Do you have a motion at this time?
Yes. I move we authorize the general manager to execute a contract with Fechter and Company, provide auditing services for fiscal year 21-22 through fiscal year 24-25, subject to annual review and approval based on continuing performance.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director.
All right, Director Torres?
Yes.
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson? Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent. Director Hudson? I think we lost her.
Are we waiting for Director Hudson?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, I think she got disconnected. Thank you.
guys. I don't know what happened. It just dumped me.
Okay, we're all okay. Here.
All right. Last I heard, we had a an approval of the new auditing firm. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So we don't have any public hearing, and we're moving into closed session. So I guess we all hang up and go into closed session, and we will we're adjourning this meeting at this time and going into closed session. Meet you guys there.
We'll be back.
All right.
In a bit.
We'll be back after the meeting to public session.
So can I hang around or do I need to log off until?
Yeah, I think we have to. It won't let me open both at the same time.
Maybe, do I have an anticipated time?
Maybe 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Oh, she's there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We are coming back from closed session, and I'm opening the public meeting again. I have nothing to report at this time. We are moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Director Torlakson, what say you?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have no report at this time, but I welcome the fact that we are already open, and I'm excited that we're opening up and having more activity. So thank you to Lori, thank you to Jessica, and most especially thank you to our general manager for making this happen. I'm looking forward to going to the pool one of these weekends. And I was just asking, I'm gonna ask the general manager if there is an idea on when we're gonna go back to the boardroom. Is that something that I can ask at this point?
Yeah, through the chair, I think the proposal is to have the next meeting via Zoom while we're still working out the details of any strains. I think it's still, with the information that's circulating in the media, it still has people spooked, and we want to be as inclusive as we can for people to feel free to join our meeting. So I think that's the rationale. Of course, the chair can correct me if that's not correct.
No, I think we were talking about, possibly coming back in person September, October, but just that sounds about right. All right, is that it, Director Torlakson?
Yes, that's it. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, of course. All right, Director Torres, do you have any comments or items for next month's agenda?
No comments or items for next month. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Director Garcia.
I'm just looking forward to seeing all of you, and I'm glad the center's open, and I was with the seniors today, and they were very happy to be back, so I'm glad. Thank you, and have a good one, everyone.
Yeah, I want to kind of just ditto what everybody said about the center being open. I went in on the first day it was open. My only intent was to hug Debbie and Jess, and I got a really big, full, lovely hug from those girls, and it was really wonderful. And I want to thank our staff for doing such a good job during really, really tough circumstances this last year and a half. Amazing. And Doug, you just have got such a great staff. We're so lucky. All right. Do I have any, does anybody want to leave and adjourn?
We adjourn the meeting till August.
Thank you. Do I have a second and a third and a fourth?
Whatever.
All right. All right, everyone. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Good night.
Happy summer.
All right. Night.